And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of Alice McDermott, born Brooklyn, 1953, grew up on Long Island in an Irish Catholic family. She is still a practicing Catholic. She said, "It's getting a little bit more hip to be Catholic. For me, having characters who are part of a faith then allows me to talk about how that faith either works or fails them without having to attack the institution." She's been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for three of her books so far, That Night, At Weddings and Wakes, and After This. Her most recent novel, Someone, set in the Brooklyn of her parents' generation, the Brooklyn before World War II. It's the birthday of the poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, 1936, went to Howard University on scholarship, who published her first book, Good Times, in 1969, while raising six children. Her opening poem in Good Times begins, "In the inner city, or, like we call it, home, we think a lot about uptown and the silent nights and the houses straight as dead men and the pastel lights, and we hang on to our no place, happy to be alive." It's the birthday of Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880. An illness in childhood left her blind and deaf, but she went on to Radcliffe College. She became a celebrity, became an advocate for persons with disabilities, and joined the Socialist Party, advocated for women's suffrage and for access to birth control. And it was on this day in 1844, Joseph Smith, Jr., the founder of the Mormon Church, was killed by a mob in Carthage, Illinois. 21 years before, he had been visited, he said, by an angel named Moroni, who directed him to gold plates buried in the woods on which were written the history of the Israelites, which he translated with the help of two seer stones. And so he wrote the Book of Mormon. He and his supporters headed west through Ohio to Missouri and then to Illinois, where they ran into trouble, and he was put in jail in Carthage, where 200 men one night broke into the jail and shot Smith and his brother Hiram to death. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, entitled Loons Mating. Their necks and their dark heads lifted into a dawn blurred smooth by mist. The loons beside each other are swimming slowly in charmed circles, their bodies stretched underwater through ripples quivering and sweeping apart. The gray sky, now held close by the lake's mercurial threshold, whose face and underface they share in wheeling and diving tandem, rising together to swell their breasts like swans, to go breasting forward with beaks turned down and in, near shore, out of sight, behind a windbreak of birch and alder, and now the haunted, uprisen, wailing call, and again, and now the beautiful, sane laughter. Loons Mating, a poem by David Wagner, from his collection Traveling Light, collected in new poems, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.